Hello and welcome. My name is Chris Gibbons. Thank you for joining me for the latest in our series of podcasts from Val d'Avis here in the Cape Winelands. Our guest today is someone who has, in a manner of speaking, climbed Mount Everest twice. Taking two of the hardest spheres in which to operate, he's forged a successful sales career in motor vehicles and then in property. He is Renier Swart, sales director of the Val d'Avis Group of Companies, as well as chairman and a shareholder of the Star Motor Group. Renier, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Which is harder, cars or houses?
Sure. I think it's much of the same. Obviously, the property market and the luxury property market is much smaller than the car vehicle retail market that we operate in. So it's difficult, but I would say the property market is, you know, must be a little bit harder.
Where did your journey begin?
I studied at the University of Pretoria. That's actually where I met my partner, Martin Venter. We were actually born 14 days apart. I studied accounting, he studied law. And then after completing my studies, I started my articles at PricewaterhouseCoopers in Pretoria. And after that, I joined my biggest client at the time, Nissan South Africa, as financial manager in their marketing department in those days. We were situated in Sandton. And after 18 months at Nissan South Africa, one of my responsibilities was to look after the 200-plus dealers that we had, if their financial health. So looking carefully at these, the dealer market and the retail environment, this really seemed very attractive to me. And 18 months later, I started with two of my ex-colleagues. I started my first motor dealership in Pretoria. I did that for 8 years, starting very small to operating the two biggest Nissan dealers in Africa, volume selling wise. And then in 2007, I semigrated to the Western Cape. I bought a stand in Val d'Avis Phase 1, I think way back in the beginning, 2006, 2007 from Martin. And 2009, I moved to Val d'Avis. 2010, I bought into the development company, and I took over responsibility when we started Phase 2 for sales and also top structure construction. I also assumed responsibility for security as a trustee. I think I was elected as a trustee in 2010. Yeah, and that's here I am today, based at Val d'Avis.
I want to come back to Val d'Avis in a moment or two, but before we leave your career in the motor business, 2001, you won the Pretoria Business Chamber Business of the Year Award. Now 2020, 20 years later, the Star Motor Group holds the current Nissan Dealer of the Year title. The point I'm making is you've got staying power.
Yeah, I think that's very important to have staying power and to take a long-term view on business. Taking a short-term view or a medium-term view, I think it's not feasible. You've got to take a long-term view. I think your colleagues, your staff is your biggest asset. And to build a team around you over a period takes a bit of time to get the right team together. I think that's very important. You've got to have the right team around you, and it's got to be a stable, long-term team.
I'm curious, do you think of yourself as a businessman first and foremost, or as an entrepreneur, or as a salesperson?
Sure, that's I often get asked, you get asked, what do you do for a living? And my short answer, I'm a smouse. I'm a salesperson. I think that's the beginning and the end of it all. But I think at the end of the day, I'm actually an entrepreneur.
Now, bring it to Val d'Avis. Talk to me about your role at Val d'Avis.
Yeah, as I said, so I'm responsible for a few things. So sales, first of all. So when we bought Phase 2 land between, going back 7 years, between the old Pearl Valley and Val d'Avis Phase 1, sales my responsibility. But I think right at the start, I was adamant that we have to had a wide range of products. I think if you look at the old Val d'Avis Phase 1 and Pearl Valley, they basically each just had one product, which was stands that they were selling, ranging between, say, 700 square meters and 2,000 square meters. I think today we've got over 15 different products, you know, ranging from the Polo Village apartments to gentlemen's estates, which are like three hectare lifestyle farms, and Polo Village offices, and then our biggest project of all the Evergreen Retirement Village. So we've got the retirement freestanding homes, and we will soon also be launching retirement apartments at Valdivi Evergreen. So it's not just about sales, but it's also about defining and the products that we're going to put into the market. So that's my one responsibility. The other one is I'm the managing director of Valdivi Construction. It's a wholly owned company by the Valdivi Group. Valdivi Construction is responsible for building bespoke homes. So I think we've built, completed and built successfully over 300 homes for our residents, ranging from the Vines, which are 180 square meter, three bedroom homes, right up to Stefan Anthony's signature series, 500 square meter bespoke homes that we've built. Then I'm also a director of Valdivi Evergreen Holdings. I think that's our biggest project long-term as well. It's at the end of the day, I think we're going to be close to 1,000 retirement units in Valdivi Evergreen Holdings. And I said, as a trustee of the Homeowners Association, I've been responsible for security since 2010. I think safety and security and a safe environment to raise your family is our biggest selling point and probably the number one reason that people reside at Valdivi.
I was going to suggest that there's a relationship between the beauty in which we find ourselves at Valdivi, the good architecture, the space, the aesthetics, and security. And it's an intimate thing, but it seems that it's a relationship that is key to the project's success. Does beauty come into it, or is it just security from your perspective?
No, definitely beauty. You know, I think the rural, almost, you know, farm-like environment that we are in, situated between these beautiful mountains in the valley. No, definitely spacious beauty. You know, you could almost define it as. So that is very important, but people want to feel and be secure and safe for their families. You know, I think it's important. If you drive around here, or pre-lockdown and post-lockdown, you will see, you know, in the streets are people running, cycling, kids on their bicycles, playing, carefree, safe, secure environment to raise your family. And that's very, very important.
And it's not just you saying that. Valdivi has won awards consistently, that word again, consistently, for its security.
Yeah, I think we were recognized about 6 years ago as the safest estate in Africa. And I think we, touch wood, we're holding that accolade. And yes, we can honestly say that a lot of the other big estates in South Africa and new developments, existing developments, they all come knocking on our door to find out what our strategy or how do we do it. So yes, I think we've been recognized for that, and we are being recognized in the market for that.
Let me ask you, René, what does it actually take to keep this estate safe?
You know, I think very important is that you gotta evolve. I think our security strategy and our vision is very clear, but it evolves as the criminals or the risk and the danger evolves. We also have to evolve. I think one of the key aspects of our security strategy is that we, on a daily basis, we do what we call stress tests. So we've got our tactical team members trying to gain access to the estate, not by the normal way of going through the gate. And we test our security, we test our technology, we test our off-site monitoring team's reaction, we test our internal and our external response team's reactions. So yeah, I think that's critical, you know, continuous testing yourself, testing the technology, testing your ability, your reaction, and then also evolving as the world evolves around us.
One of the big problems, I would guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, must be the balance between absolute watertight security and the fact that builders, contractors, suppliers come and go all day, every day of the week. Members of the public have access to events here like the Cape Epic, Veuve Clicquot Polo Brunches, golf, of course, at Pearl Valley, and all of that. And builders in particular are notoriously problematic when it comes to security.
Yes, on a busy day, we've got almost 3,000 contractors coming in out of our gates. So, but, you know, we operate a very good relationship with all our big contractors, and we do very stringent criminal background tests on all the contractors. A few other things to ensure that they are not involved or that they do not get involved in criminal activity. But I think there's a fine balance between stringent security measures, but also the impact that you've got on the lifestyle of the residents. Security and security measures should not be in your face, if I can say. You know, people must be able to conduct and go about their normal daily lives in an unrestricted manner, but still feel safe and secure, and be safe and secure when they do that.
High levels of security can also be perceived by outsiders as exclusionary. Does this cause Val d'Avis and the management team, yourself, political problems?
I think one of the pillars of Val d'Avis is our involvement in the community with our Valcare Trust. Yesterday, our whole management team and a few of our residents actually came together to pack food parcels for people that need it in our area. So we are very much involved in the community in a positive way, and we try and positively affect people's lives. That is not to prevent that perception that we are exclusive, but it's that's really what Val d'Avis is about. You know, we are here, but we're not living on an island. We are part of this community, and it's important that the whole community must move forward and strive.
One of the things I think that people may not be aware of is the amount of employment that has been created over the past few years here at Val d'Avis by all of the projects.
Yes, job creation here must be one of the big feathers in the cap of the Val d'Avis group. Yeah, so say we've got 3,000 contractors coming here on a busy day. In the Val d'Avis management group, we employ almost 300 people. And the number of subcontractors, small businesses, whether it's services, financial services, production, retail, I think it's amazing. I always refer to the N1 between Paul and Cape Town. It reminds me of the N1, the Ben Schoeman, between Pretoria and Johannesburg. Yeah, I don't want to give away my age, but say 35 years ago or so, 40 years ago. If you can remember, if you drove on that N1 Ben Schoeman, you saw a little dorpie, Midrand, and the rest was farmland. And then residential developments, boomed in the southern part of Pretoria, northern part of Joburg, and businesses followed. And I think that is, you can see it, Jan Paul. You can see new businesses coming in. You can see existing businesses expanding. The demand for office space, for retail space is booming in this area. It's one of the things about this area. I think it's the highest growth node for high net worth individuals in Africa, probably.
Bring it back to sales for a moment or two for me, Renier. The complexity of the sales process, you have the developer, Val d'Avis, with its own estate agency, but many of the big names, Pam Golding and so on, are also operating here on the estate. How do you balance that? How do you manage that?
Yeah, I think for us, it's important to create competition. I think competition is very healthy, especially in the sales environment. And I also think we've got a few of these big brand agencies here, like a Sotheby's and a Pam Golding, Fine & Country. It's because of their big, their national and international reach. Our biggest market is not here in Paul or specifically in the Western Cape. Our biggest market is in other areas of South Africa, Gauteng, Pretoria specifically. I think more than half of the people residing in Valdivikans, specifically from the Pretoria area. We've got a lot of expats coming back to South Africa, coming here. And at the moment, with the rand's weakness against the, you know, the euro and other major international currencies, we are seeing a lot of interest from overseas buyers to Valdivi. I mean, you can retire here in our Evergreen Village for the same price as a, you know, a sub street level bachelor flat cost in London. So we use those, all these agencies to reach out as, you know, as far as possible. I think our biggest challenge is to get people here. You know, I think Valdivis, once you've got your potential buyer, it sells itself. But as most of our buyers are based far away from here, it's important to get them here. Now, so obviously during this lockdown period, people can't travel, people can't come here. So we've gone so far, and I think that's the first in South Africa, is that in our Valdivi Evergreen Village, we've got two guest houses that we offer potential, you know, village residents the opportunity to come stay a couple of nights in our guest houses and firsthand experience the homes that they will be buying into and experience the village and the, you know, the rest of Valdivi and what it's all about.
Look back over the last 10 years for me. If you had to distill Valdivi's success, what would it be?
I think the single biggest reason for our success is the team that Martin put together. We spoke about consistency and team earlier. You know, our management team consists of Martin, myself, Rijk, Morne, and Saul, and we all reside on the estate with our families. So we are not developers developing something from a distance and after the development move away. We are all resident here. We are very much involved in the Valdivi community. And, you know, we are, you know, I always compare us to an owner-operated motor dealership versus a group dealership run by managers. You know, we are an owner-operated business. And I think that is the single biggest reason for our success over the years.
Now, as we record this conversation, and you've alluded to it a moment or two ago, the global economy is being hammered by coronavirus, by lockdowns, all of that, and of course, at a terrible human cost. How do you see things panning out for your businesses and for Valdivi in particular?
Yes, so we can't wait for this lockdown to end. You know, the interest rate at the moment is the lowest that it's been in my lifetime. You know, the weakness of the rand. We can see on our website activity, it's almost increased 300%. So people are doing their homework at the moment. And I can't wait for this lockdown to end. I think we're going to be extremely busy. I can see in the inquiries that we're getting, I think the historically, you know, whenever there's been some kind of hiccup in South Africa, it actually stimulates the interest in Valdivi and people considering, you know, investing and moving to Valdivi. So, yeah, the virus is terrible for the economy, the global economy for South Africa. But I think once this lockdown ends, it's going to turn out, you know, positive in terms of sales going forward for us.
Well, let's hope you're 100% right on that one, Renia. Final question, assuming that we have what the economists call that V-shaped event, very sharp dip, then very sharp upswing back, how do you see the next decade for Valdivi?
We're pretty much a mature estate. So I think, as I said, our biggest project is, you know, Valdivi Evergreen Village. And, you know, we're very excited about that. It's the only retirement village probably in Africa when because it's centered right in the middle of the estate. So when you enter it, you don't have to go through any form of security. It's very secure. It's very safe in the middle of the estate. It's got its own amenities, its own facilities, but the residents also have access to the rest of the estate. And health is, you know, the biggest pillar of that development. So the health facilities that we're going to put in there is going to really be outstanding. And then also, we've got a few pockets of additional land that we acquired adjacent to the estate. On the southern side, we've got the acres It's 165 stand development. It's on the southern side, adjacent to the Pearl Valley suburb. And it's also got a very diverse product range. It's ranging from 700 square meter stands to the four gentlemen's estates, 1 acre stands where you can build your own little lifestyle farm. And there are also homes available from 6.4 million rand, you know, four bedroom architectural design homes that you can buy as a turnkey product from the developer. And then we've got a handful of stands left in the reserve suburb. Those are acre stands. And in the Labu suburb, we've also got a handful of stands left. And then we've got a small pocket of land that we acquired on the northern side of Valdevi, where we're planning to do 30 more vines homes. And there are 30 freestanding stands, very nice stands. You know, you've got a couple of stands on the Berg River. So, you know, that's basically what we've got to do. And then we've got the evergreen retirement village to focus on.
And there we left it. I was talking to Renier Swart, sales director of the Valdevi Group of Companies and chairman of the Star Motor Group. My name's Chris Gibbons. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to your joining me again for the next in our series of podcasts from Valdevi.